The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Moshe Yitzchak Weg, Rosh Chabura in Beis Medrash Kabaya, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
In Parshas Behar, there's a mitzvah of Tkias Shofar on Yom Kippur by a year of Yovel. We all know what Yovel is. Yovel is a year that's just like Shemitah. The fields are left not worked. The produce is hefker. And there's some special halachas that avadim go free. And sadeis, fields that were sold in the past 50 years, during that Yovel cycle, those fields go back to the original owners. And then there's another halacha. There's an extra Tekiah Shofar that year. Not only is there Tekiah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, there's also Tekiah Shofar on Yom Kippur. And I'll just clarify something. We also have a form of Tekiah Shofar on Yom Kippur. We blow a Tekiah Gedolah at the end of Yom Kippur. That is not the way it looked by a year of Yovel. But even though we are commemorating that Tekiah Shofar when we blow our Tekiah Gedolah, but by a year when it was really Yovel, they would blow Tekiah Shofar. It looked just like the Tekiah Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. We'll talk about that more. But that's just what I wanted to make clear. The interesting thing, we usually have one Tekiah Shofar a year. On that year, there was two Tekiah Shofars. So let's discuss that. What's Taka the Halachas of Tekiah Shofar by Yom Kippur during Yovel? Let me read to you the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavav, Amud Beis. Middle of the Mishnah, Shava HaYovel L'Rosh Hashanah, L'Tekiah U'Lebrachas. Mamash, what we just said. It's Shava, it's equal, HaYovel and Rosh Hashanah, L'Tekiah U'Lebrachas. It has the same halachas, L'Tekiah U'Lebrachas. What does this mean, Tekiah and Brachas? Rashi says, Tekiah means, B'Pshutin. The Shofar has to be a straight type of horn, a Pashat. That's the sheet in this Mishnah. It's actually a Machlaikas, but in this Mishnah it says, Shofar L'Rosh Hashanah, beginning of the Mishnah, Shel Yal Pashat. Straight. As opposed to being bent. So that's a halacha in the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. And we learn it out to the Shofar of Yom Kippur during Yovel, Shofar of Yovel. And what does it mean, Ula Brachis? Is Shava HaYovel Rosh Hashanah L'Tekiah Ula Brachis? Brachis means, Dr. Ashi, D'Boy L'Meim R'Tisha Brachis B'Yom HaKippurim, you have to say 9 Brachis. B'Yom HaKippurim Shal Yovel, meaning, the Shemana Esrei by Mosef had in it Malchi Yisichoyne Shofars, just like the Shemana Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. Now, just from reading the Rashi over here with the Mishnah, it doesn't sound like every last halacha was learned out. All the halachas of Tekiah Shofar that we have in Rosh Hashanah were learned to Yovel. Rather, it sounds like just the halacha of Pshutin and Brachis. However, so Lashon, the Rambam, and this is a feeling I got from later from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed, and also from the Chinuch, but I'll read to you the Lashon of the Rambam. It's a little more clear that it was much more than just the Halacha of Pshutin. He says, Shofar shel Yovel v'shel Rosh Hashanah, echad hu l'chol davar. It's the same, l'chol davar. So it would sound like this. It would sound, you should go take a Yara Chaim Chelek Vav, and you could do like what we would call a copy and paste. You copy all the Halachas of Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, all those Simanim, just change a few words. Every time it says Rosh Hashanah, change it to Yom Kippur and Yovel. And that's it. You'd have another set of halachas, but it would really be the exact same. And that's how you would have your hilchas, Shofar shel Yovel, on Yom Kippur. That's what it would seem. However, if you're ma'ayin in the sugi over here, on Daf Chavav, in the Rishayim, it doesn't seem that it's so, so simple. It's not mamish a copy and paste. It comes up in a few places that it's you see hesitation. It's not across the board. We don't mamish learn everything out. I want to point out one of the places, not to get too nitty-gritty in the sugya and point everything out, but I want to point out one example of where we see some hesitation. But before that, let me read to you Rashi let's focus on this Rashi to bring out a point as far as this idea that the Shefer of Yevil and the Rosh Hashanah, to bring out a point in our discussion, how much do we learn out the dinim? How the same are the dinim of the Shefer of Yevil and Shefer of Shana going to be? Rashi says like this. Va'afagav ditkiyasei b'yevil, even though the tkiyah and yevil leila tefillah, v'leila zikaren, it's not for tefillah and it's not for zikaren. What Rashi's saying is, Rashi's giving you a very quick summary of the nyanim of the Shefer of Rosh Hashanah. The Shefer of Rosh Hashanah is l'tfilah and l'zikaren. The Shefer of Yevil is not l'tfilah and l'zikaren. Elo l'simin shiluach avadim. It's a simin to this that we're sending out avadim. It's a simin. Send out avadim now. Vashmatas mechira sadis. The fact that the mechira sadis, the selling of the fields, go back to the original owners. The inyanim are different. Rashi is making a very strong point. The inyanim are totally different. The Shefer of Rosh Hashanah is to accomplish one thing. Shefer of Yom Kippur is to accomplish something else. Afilu hachi kedir Rosh Hashanah bayi. Still, it has to be the same. Kedir Rosh Hashanah bayi lemevde. Why? Digamrinu lo l'gzira shava shvi'i shvi'i. We learned it out of gzira shava shvi'i shvi'i. It says the word shvi'i by the Shefer of Rosh Hashanah. It says the word shvi'i by the Shefer of Yevil. So we make gzira shava. And we learn out all the dinim. We see something unbelievable in Rashi. The inyanim are different. We still learn it out. Okay? But we see much more. What we see is like this. This din that we learn out, what's the main din that Rashi brings? Rashi brings the din of pshutin, that the Shefer has to be straight. By Rosh Hashanah, the Shefer has to be straight. Why? So the Gemara says, Alashin, kama de pashit tfei adif. It's better to be straight. The straighter you are, the better. It brings a pasuk. Look at in the Rashi. Mishem niso levavenu al kapayim. A pasuk necha. Hilchach Rosh Hashanah bipshutin. The Shefer has to be straight. Dilitfilahu, because it's litfila. The halacha of pshutin is connected directly to tfila. We want a representation of tfila in the Shefer. And even though what Rashi's telling us earlier in the Mishnah is like this, even though some of the dinim are directly connected to the inyan of Shefer, the din of pashut is connected to the very fact that the Shefer is Latfila, which is specifically by Rosh Hashanah. Still, we're going to learn it out to Yevil. We could have thought not this way. Just reading the Mishnah, we could have thought like this. You have, let's say, Gzeiras HaKasav. Let's say there would be some sort of Gzeiras HaKasav, a halacha, by the Shefer of Rosh Hashanah. We don't have the Gzeiras HaKasav by the Shefer of Yevil. So, we would have assumed it shouldn't apply, it only should apply where it's said by Rosh Hashanah. Let it apply by Rosh Hashanah. Why should we mix it in to the Shefer of Yevil? It's not said over there. So, comes along the Mishnah, comes along the Gzeiras Shavah, Shvi. So, we'll make a limud. We'll learn out whatever we have by the Shefer of Rosh Hashanah, we'll learn out the Yevil. That's what one could have thought just reading the Mishnah. But Rashi's telling us so much more. Rashi's saying even halachas that, so to say, don't make sense to be learned out. They only really make sense. They're part and parcel of the inyan of the Shefer of Rosh Hashanah. And the Shefer of Yevil doesn't have that inyan. Still, you learn it out. So on this, I thought it had a fundamental ha'ara. Simply put, if you say the following, it's not really possible. Because let's say we say it like this. The Shefer of Rosh Hashanah needs to be straight. Why? Because we want to have a representation of tefillah in the Shefer. Now what happens if you wouldn't make your Shefer straight? So what you would be missing is, you'd be missing something in the Shefer of Rosh Hashanah. What would you be missing? You'd be missing the aspect of tefillah. And that's maybe a problem, because we want the Shefer of Rosh Hashanah to have this aspect of tefillah. So you're not yaitzah the tefillah in the Shefer. And if you're not yaitzah the tefillah in the Shefer, you're not yaitzah the Shefer. So now let's learn out the Yevil. When we learn out the Yevil, the halacha, your Shefer has to be straight. Why do your Shefer have to be straight? Because if it's not straight, then it comes out that you're missing tefillah. You're not yaitzah the inyan of tefillah in the Shefer of Yevil. But there is no inyan of tefillah in the Shefer of Yevil. We're not learning out the halacha of having tefillah. We're not saying that the Shefer of Yevil is the tefillah. It's not the limud. The limud is the halachas. Like Rashi said, even though it doesn't have the same inyan, we learn it out. So fundamentally, how's it possible? How's it possible to learn out something? How could it become an issue for the Shefer of Yevil not to have the halachas of the Shefer of Rosh Hashanah if we're talking about things that connect B'davka directly to that inyan? All we're missing is that inyan. But you don't need the inyan. You're not being mispalo when you blow the Shefer of Yevil. I had a thought to answer this question. Just a way of explaining it. Which I think is an important idea. Pashit, in the basic understanding, to answer this question, and it will help out in the sugya. I just want to make it clear, I don't know really if every shita is going with what I'm about to say. There might be different ways to say it. But it definitely earns itself a hush of a place in this sugya, an important point. Okay, but before I say the point, let me give an example of, I told you there's some hesitation in the Rishonim, what should be learned out from Hashana to Yevil. Let me give you an example. So, we said from Rashi that the halacha that we're learning out is halacha of Pshutin. Now, if you look at Taisus, and it's really in all the older Rishonim discuss this, this halacha that the Shefer has to be straight, is it Ma'akev? Or it's mitzvah ba'alma. It's better. It's the way it should be. But b'di'evit, it's okay. Taisvis brings tons of rayas. It can't be ma'akif. It's an inyan l'chatchila. It's not ma'akif. And then Taisvis, at the end, takes it all back. He says, no. Avada, it is ma'akif. And I have a raya. What's my raya? My raya that ain't love tshuva. I must now go that it's ma'akif. Even though I brought you tons of rayas that it's not ma'akif, changing my mind. It is ma'akif. What? Why? Zok there, because it says in the Mishnah, Shava Hayevil Rashanu Litkiya Ulabrachis. And what does Tkiya mean? Tkiya is referring to Pshutin. It's referring to the fact that the Shefer should be straight. It's referring to this halacha of the Shefer being a straight Shefer, a straight horn. There's no way to learn it out from Rosh Hashanah to Yovel, Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur of Yovel, unless it's Ma'akev. Something that's not Ma'akev is not going to be learnt out. That's what Taisa says. He names us on for a Pashtus. If it's not Ma'akev, it cannot be learnt out. I want to tell you, the Rush argues. Machloikis, many Rishonim and the Rush. The Rush says, Venirali, the kusha chalusha, he's like, it's a weak kasha. You're gonna be daicha all the rayas that we have, the strong rayas. So no, let's learn it out. Even if it's a mitzvah ba'alma. So, we'll learn out that by Yevil there's a mitzvah ba'alma. By Yevil also there'll be this lechatchila, the shefer should be straight. Why can't we learn it out just because it's something that's not ma'akiv? You can get past that. You could learn out things that are not ma'akiv. I want to know what's out of this machlekes, taisvis, the rishonim, against the Rush. Whether you could learn out things that are not ma'akiv, or you can't learn out things that are not ma'akiv. A simple answer may be that if it's not ma'akiv, the understanding is that it's only drabanan. And if it's drabanan, then we're naming on that the kana drabanan was only being said bedafka by the sheif of Rosh Hashanah. The Gzir Shava is the Din Dairaisa, so we're not going to learn out the Rabbanans. One could say that. But I think then the Rush would have a good point. It's a Kushi Chalusha. It's not such a strong question. It's a strong enough question to go against all the Rayas that Tais has brought. That really it's B'dievet. Maybe, Kain the Rabbanan Tikkun. Maybe let's say that we have a Gzir Shava to learn out all the halachas. We learn all the halachas. We learn out even the things that are ma'akev. Even the things that are not ma'akev. Even though they're Rabbanan, it won't be within the Daraisidika level of the Gzir Shava, but the Gzir Shava would say that there should be a Tzushtel, so the Rabbanan would follow accordingly. So I want to suggest like this, something like this. After Einichanami, I'm going back to my question. I asked the question, I said fundamentally, it's so shver. How can you learn out things that are so connected directly to the inyanim of Shefer of Rosh Hashanah? How can you learn out to the Shefer of Yevil if it doesn't have that inyan? The answer is Einichanami. Something that's so directly connected to the inyan of Shefer of Rosh Hashanah, we will not learn out. This that we're going to learn out Pshutin, even though it comes from the inyan of Tefillah, is inyan of being straight, like Tefillah, like a Tefillah Dika inyan. That's because it didn't remain a Tefillah Dika inyan. It's not really a Tefillah Dika inyan anymore, so to say. Originally it was a Tefillah Dika inyan, and that's why there's a mitzvah that it should be straight, but it became the way the shofar has to be. Meaning to say there's like a shame davar called a shofar of Rosh Hashanah. A shofar of Rosh Hashanah has certain rules. One of the rules is that it should be straight. The reason why it should be straight is because a shofar of Rosh Hashanah is l'tfilah. But if one does not keep this inyan of the shofar being straight, it's not the pshat he's just not yay to the tfilah of the shofar. He's not yay to the shofar at all. Assuming it's ma'akev. And it's if it's not ma'akev, whatever, however you want to say, he doesn't have that inyan. He doesn't have a certain maila in the shofar bechlal. That's what I want to suggest. Let me just say this again, because it might be a little bit of a dachistic point. Meaning to say, I want to say like this. There are different types of dinim in Hilchas Shofar. A din that connects directly to the inyan of the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Meaning to say, Shofar of Rosh Hashanah has certain inyanim, has zikaron, has tefillah. If the reason why we have this halacha is because of tefillah, because of zikaron, be'etzem we cannot learn it out of the Shofar of Yevil. Because it doesn't shtim. The Shofar of Yevil is a whole different Shofar. Let it get this halacha and say that if you don't keep this halacha, you're missing in the tefillah, you're missing in the zikaron, but who cares? Shofar of Yevil doesn't have to have tefillah and zikaron. This day we're going to learn out certain dinim, like Rashi said, we're even going to learn out dinim that connect to the inyan of the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. That's because these dinim, lemaisa archal, as dinim and Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, they are dinim by themselves. They're part and parcel of the tzura of the mitzvah by themselves. The reason might be because of tefillah. But they're called dinim in the mitzvah of Shofar, they're not just dinim in tefillah. Rashi still has to bavar this. This is a bit of a chiddush. Without any special dirish shava, you would have said that let the shofar of Yevil have different halachas. Why should it get any of these halachas that are bedafka connected to these gishmak and yanim in the shofar of Rosh Hashanah? If we wouldn't have dirish shava to say that they all have the same dinim, we would say that it should never get these halachas. Let it only get the halachas. Let it get, I don't know, which halachas. Halachas that pass in the shofar of Yevil. Misvara. That's what Rashi is teaching us. If this is the case, this may be the pshat. Maybe the pshat for the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. And like I told you, that there's other places in the sugya that this might be negay as well. What Tosfos and the Rashi are arguing about is as follows. Tosfos is saying that if something is not ma'akev, there's no way that it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of shofar of Rosh Hashanah that it's necessary to have the shame shofar of Rosh Hashanah. It's not possible. It must be just to accomplish a certain inyan. To accomplish an inyan of tefillah. And if you'd be missing the inyan of tefillah. If it's not ma'akev, it can't be that it's such a strong thing that it's in the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, it can never be learned out to the shofar of Yevil. And the Rosh says no. The Rosh says, I don't agree. I feel that you can have certain inyanim, they're not ma'akev, but they make a better shame shofar. And therefore, I hold that even though pshutin, the halacha that the shofar should be straight, is not ma'akev, in the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, it could still be learned out to the shofar of Yevil. So basically we're coming out with this idea that if you go with Shitas Rashi, there may be actually a chalkim on this, but if you go with Shitas Rashi, that we're learning out even in Yanim, even halachas that don't shtim within Yanim of the Shofar of Yevil, and their bedafka of Kipshuta Yishayach to the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, that's what Rashi's teaching us. And I said there may be chalkim, I just mean that there it comes up in the Rishayin, and maybe ideas that we'll goof learn out in Yanim, that Shofar of Yevil has in Yanim, like the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, let's put that on the side. Let's go with just the reading of this Rashi. So basically we're coming out that it's not really across the board. It's not going to be like the Pashat Lashon of the Ramban, what we might have nem done, Kipshpashtas, just do a copy and a paste. It's not mamash a copy and a paste. And we're finding this hesitation in the Rishayinim. It's not a copy and a paste. Rather, it has to be things that you could call part of the Iker Mitzvah Shofar Rosh Hashanah. But if something connects with Dafka just to the Inyanim of the Shofar Rosh Hashanah only, and it never took on a life of its own to become part of the Shofar Rosh Hashanah, it can't be learned yet. That's what I'm trying to suggest. Okay, so let's put this on the side. And now, I want to move on and do like this. I want to discuss a very nice topic by itself, Halacha in Hilchas Shofar Rosh Hashanah. And this topic, Be'etzem, is Negeya for all mitzvahs. Not just the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. And as we're going through this halacha, I want to discuss, would this halacha apply by the Shefer of Yevo or not? And it will be related to the site we just mentioned. It'll be related to this concept that it's not across the board everything that we learn out, everything that's by the Shefer of Hashem, we learn to the Shefer of Yevo. Okay, you'll see. We'll bring it out. Okay, so this topic starts as follows. There's a Mata Ephraim. The Mata Ephraim says, Simen Tov Kof Peiches, Ois Hei. Yearly, in his chilut kaya, if somebody started to blow a shayfer, umiraglov shayshis in al birkov, there was miraglayim pouring down by his feet, meaning he started urinating in the middle of blowing shayfer. Paisik, he should stop at yichlu amayim. He should stop blowing shayfer at yichlu amayim until this matzah finishes. V'chayzilut kaya, and then he should continue blowing shayfer. Miraych, v'chayzilut kaya, he should start all over again. If he did blow shayfer when he was in this situation, when he was going to the bathroom, another halacha. If he found tsaya in that place, it was a makam she'ed matunif, yat, he still yates to the mitzvah. He should go black and blow shayfer again, b'loy bracha. The Mata Ephraim is telling us he should go back and blow shayfer again. That means, even though he shouldn't make a bracha, he says he was yaitza, but in a certain sense, he wasn't yaitza. First of all, he should stop. He can't blow shayfer when he's in the middle of urinating. Can't blow shayfer in a makam she'inim betunaf. And if he did, he should blow shayfer again. That's what Mata Ephraim is saying. This has a grace in nafkmina lahalacha. What's another nafkmina that comes out from this? Because there's a halacha in Siman Tav Kuf Peiches in the Mechaber. Shama teisha tekiyas b'teisha shayis b'yayim yatza. If you heard shayfer and it was spread out throughout the day, meaning you were mafsik in between all the different tekiyas. By the way, we don't do this lachatchila. We try to have the bracha going on everything, so we don't want to be mafsik. But let's say a person was mafsik. He was talking, he was eating, he was drinking. He took breaks in between all the tekiyah shavers throughout the whole day. When he's done the whole day, he has all the tekiyahs he needs. It has to be there in order, okay? Halacha is your yaitza. Zak de Mishnah Berurah, he brings a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that this is not so simple. This is only provided that he didn't take a break, machmas einis. What does it mean, machmas einis? Einus means, if he can't take a break and have done something, that during that thing, he would not have been able to blow shayfer. If he did that, then he has to start again. Assuming that he took a break that was the amount of time to finish all the tekiyas. So, the Mishnah Berurah asks him this. He doesn't understand. Bekashali, what's the Magen Avraham saying? Basically, the Magen Avraham saying you can't have a hefsek of einus. But frekt b'alacha, what does this mean, a hefsek of einus? This that we find the concept of einus, he says, that's by tefillah, by davening shemoneh esrei, someone takes a break, machmas einus, he says, that means, he wasn't roy to be davening, machmas guf naki, his guf wasn't clean, or the makam wasn't roy. Zak b'alacha, this is only by tefillah, by birchas hamazon, by halal, by megillah, because you're not allowed to say Hashem's name in this matzav, you're not allowed to learn Torah in this matzav, when it's a makam etonif, when it's guf shein enaki. But he says, tekiyah shayfer is only a mitzvah. Who said in a mitzvah you can't blow, you can't do mitzvahs in a matzav when the guf shein enaki, and when he's in a makam etonif? And he brings a very geshmak akasha. Is it asher to wear tzitzis when someone's guf is not enaki, or in a makam shein enaki? This we don't find anywhere, and we know halacha maisa, we wear tzitzis anywhere and everywhere all the time. He brings talk to this matzav Ephraim. And he's very shtark matmiyah, but tzarechi, and he says, it's a very shver zach. I'm just trying to find the words of tzarechi in. Tzarechi in, yeah. Okay. And the Bi'ur Halacha goes on to say two reasons, two suggestions maybe why it's a problem. One is, he says, because since Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, so you have to have kavana that I'm doing the mitzvah of Hashem. This gufa is chashiv divrei Torah. And you're not allowed to think in divrei Torah. You can't hear it with divrei Torah. This means a very nice thing. This means that every single mitzvah comes with a built-in limud haTorah. And limud haTorah can't be learned when it's goshen raki and bakim metonif. So therefore, so too, you can't do any mitzvahs in such a matzah. What are we going to do with tzitzis? I don't know. Doesn't answer tzitzis. Kasha. The problem. But the feed this, it would come out that it's not really just the din in Shafer. Even though the Matar Ephraim set up by Shafer, this whole all comes out by Shafer, it's not just going to be by Shafer, it'll be by the Lulav and Esser, it'll be by any mitzvah. And it will even be by the Shafer of Yevil, regardless of any Xerish Shavas. If someone's blowing Shafer and Yevil, he'll have the exact same halacha because it applies to all mitzvahs. There's a Gvalda Ganaf Gemina that comes out from this idea that there's a built-in Hira B'Divrei Torah in every mitzvah, that before you do a mitzvah, you have to say Birchas HaTorah. I heard this from my father, maybe Rabbi Shlita, and he told me there's a Bikura Yaakov. The Bikura Yaakov brings that there's a minig to shake lulav and esrog in your sukkah before Shachris, and he says over there that this is in Taf Reish Mem Dalet, he says that a person should make Birchas HaTorah before he does that, because it's Torah. That's one shot of the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha makes another shot. He says that it's a bazillion for the mitzvah. I'll read you his lashon. The b'shashim makayim mitzvah b'payil. Whenever you're doing a mitzvah b'payil, who avoida? It's called avoida. Ve'ein lasus avoidas Hashem derech b'zayin. Because this is called b'zay mitzvah. And he says we find in the Gemara Shana Daf Amud Gimel that it's aser to wash out your shayfer l'tzach tseach shayfer shorash Hashana b'mei raglayim mipnei akavet. And zakta b'yalacha. This is only hechsher mitzvah. The shayfer itself is only hechsher mitzvah, and still it's aser. So he has these two svaras. Now this svar also would apply to first of all, it would apply to all mitzvahs. You can't shake lulav and esrog in the bathroom. You can't do any mitzvahs in the bathroom. What do you do with tzitzis? Good question. Why tzitzis is different? It's a good shaila. He's not mechalik. And of course it would apply to the shayfer of Yevil as well. It's a bezayin mitzvah also to blow the shayfer of Yevil. And someone in such a matzav is gufta anaki, makim etunef, would apply there as well. Oh. Mike said there's a whole other pshat, you could say. So far, the pshatim are really saying that are svaras that apply to all mitzvahs. There's a whole other pshat, you could say, why does a matter of Ephraim and Magen Avram, that tkiya shefer, should not be done in a makim etunef and which gufshe inanaki. Here's a pshat I heard also from my father, and I saw a taka in a Haggah on the bottom in the Sefer Yerachol Mi'adim from Ruchem Olshin, he brings this. There's an idea that really we mentioned. We said from Rashi that one of the Niyanim of Shefer of Rosh Hashanah is Litfila. So there's many Maramakimis that we could talk about over here. Some Rayas that the Tkiya Shefer of Rosh Hashanah is an act of Tfila. I'll just point one thing out. This may come from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav talks about this Yisrael. I don't know which part exactly the Brisker Rav said, which part's being added on to the Brisker Rav, but we say, Ki atoshe mea kol shayfer umazin trua. This is what we say in the davening of Rosh Hashanah. We also say, Shei mea kol truas ame Yisrael brachamim. So there's an understanding here that this is, what does it mean, Shei mea kol shayfer mazin? Well, what are these Lashanis? These Lashanis are accepting tefillah. Because Hashem's answering our tefillahs, He's accepting our tefillahs, our tefillah of the shayfer. Our shayfer is tefillah. We can discuss this, in what way is a shayfer an act of tefillah. But again, to our nidin, it's mamish kishmak. It comes out like this. A shayfer is an act of tefillah. Tefillah has a halacha. A certain halacha. One cannot be mespala when it's gufsna anoki or when he's in a makam etunif. So you can't pull a shayfer in such a matzav also. The matzav Ephraim, who brings this halacha only by shayfer, the Magen Avram, who comes up only by shayfer, is very simple. Because it's only applies by shayfer, because shayfer is tefillah. Oh, so this is what I wanted to speak out. Just a nice, easy point. Let's talk about Shefer of Yevil. Would Shefer of Yevil have this halacha? Is a person is, there's Shefer being blown and he finds himself, he's in the bathroom, could he pay attention to those tekiyas or should he distract himself? A person's about tekiyah and it's by Shefer of Yevil and he wants to know if he could blow when he's in such a matzah. What's the halacha? According to this understanding of the Matar Ephraim, there's no way in the world there should be any problem by the Shefer of Yevil. Because even though we have a Gzeir Shava, Shvi, Shvi, and even though we have a Rashi, that we even learn out Dinim that really are connected to the Tefillah of the Shefer of Rosh Hashanah, we still learn those Dinim out Yom Kippur. But this Halacha that we're saying right now is not even a Din in Shefer at all. It's a Din in Tefillah. There's a siman in Shulchan Aruch that says that when someone's being mispalo, it should be with a guf naki, it should be in a makam she'ein matunof. And we really have to have another siman in Shulchan Aruch that says, what is tefillah? A bracha? Shema Nesrei? Psukah Dezem? What's tefillah? You know what's tefillah? Shefer is tefillah. That's all Hilchas tefillah. It's not Hilchas Shefer. When someone's being mispalo, they have to make sure they're in such a matzah. Or they're not in such a, whatever, however you want to say. When it comes to the Shefer of Yevil, Shefer Yevil isn't tefillah. There's no way to say the Shefer of Yevil is tefillah. It's not tefillah. So therefore, you could do it in such a matzah. For sure, the way we spoke it out, we don't even need to maybe come on to what we said earlier, but for sure the way we said it earlier, that we're not just learning everything out. There's no limud that, like, I don't know, pretend that the Shefer of Yevil is tefillah. That's not the limud. We're not learning everything out across the board. This that we learn out dinim, we learn out dinim that became part of the cheftza of the Shefer of Rosh Hashanah. Part of the cheftza of the Shefer of the shame Shefer of Rosh Hashanah. That's what we learn out to Yevil. There's no way to say that this din of Makom Matun Kushi Nenaki is part of the shame Shefer of Rosh Hashanah. It's a halacha in Ilchas Tefillah. Halacha l'maisa, so to say, when you want to handle Shefer of Yevil, I don't know if it's l'maisa, unfortunately we don't have Yevil b'zman hazeh. But basically we're saying, I'm just chazuring this part over, we're saying like this. If you learn that the pshat in the Mata Ephraim, that a person can't blow Shefer when it's Mirig Layim Shesin Albirkov, and a person can't blow Shefer when there's a tzaya there. If you learn that's really halacha in all mitzvahs, of course it applies to the Shefer of Yevil, like it applies to Lulav and Esrog, like it applies to all mitzvahs. But if you learn that's a bedafka that could end in Shefer of Rosh Hashanah, l'chaya, there's no way to say that it will apply to the Shefer of Yevil. I just want to end off just talking out a little bit this inyan, that the Shefer of Rosh Hashanah is an inyan of tefillah. I want to just say something over here because it's something that really applies to our davening every day. What does this mean that the Shefer of Rosh Hashanah is tefillah? What is this supposed to mean? So, I saw in the Rabbi Yochum Alshin and Yachim Avni, has a beautiful idea over there. There's a musig of tza'aka, of crying, me'umka deliba. And when someone cries this way out to Hashem, they don't say any words. They just cry out. They cry out to Hashem straight from their hearts. So he says, Shefer, we're just saying sounds. We're not saying words. It's that type of idea. It's that type of crying tza'aka. We're in a matziv of the svarim. Are opened of Sifrei Mesim, Sifrei Chaim, whether a person's gonna live, whether a person's gonna die. He's just crying out with all his neshama, so to say, and that's the sound of the Shefer. It's a cry from his leaf. It's a beautiful idea. But I heard once another idea from my father, and I'm gonna be saying over right now is a mixture of what I heard from him, what I heard from Ramatzio Salman, what I heard from my Rashiva, Rabbi Yaakov Shneiman, the Rashiva of Scranton Shlita, an idea like this. That there's a certain tefillah, a tefillah in it's born in the Yerushalmi, Reb Tanchem Hava Matzli, meaning they used to say these tefillahs at the end of Shemini Esrei. So this is a beautiful tefillah, a tefillah that really we could relate to, that we would love to be davening this tefillah. Another tefillah from Reb Alexandri, also maybe a similar type of tefillah. I'll read you Reb Tanchem's tefillah. Listen to this tefillah. Yiratzin v'lfanecha Hashem elei kai v'lkei avisai. She'tishbar v'tashbis ulei shal yitzahara. Break on us the yoke of the yitzahara in the yibeinu. La'aseis v'tzaincha. V'anu chayavim la'aseis v'tzaincha. Or mechayiv do yiratzin. Ata chafetz. You want us to do yiratzin. V'anu chafetzin. And we want to do yiratzin. Umi ma'akev. Who's doing ma'akev? Sar shabisa. Goli lefanecha, she'im banu koyach lamid bay. We don't have a koyach to stand up to our yetzahara. Yiratzim lefanecha, Hashem leikai, the kevazai, she'tash biseyu me'yoleinu, v'tachniyeyu, v'naser v'tzayincha, k'tzayneinu, v'leiv avshalim. We're diving to Hashem, get rid of that yetzahara that gets in the way. This may be the tefillah of the Shefer. Meaning that the Shefer represents this. And when we're davening, it's not so much maybe that the sound of the Shefer is tefillah, it's more that the message, one of the messages of the Shefer, we're like presenting it to Hashem, we're davening to Hashem. What does this mean? There's a Ramchal. The Ramchal says the Shefer was given, the Torah was given with Shefer. Because it's Mafrid bein Tov v'Ra. And La'asad Lavai, there's going to be a Shefer Gadol Mashiach. And that Shefer is going to have the power to be Kovish, the Tov v'Sara, and it's going to be Mevatel. And there's going to be the shleimus of the bria. It's going to be mivatal the ra. That's the kayach of the Shefer, of Hashem. We have a Shefer down here, but Hashem has a Shefer up there. And that Shefer has a kayach to get rid of ra. The Shefer Shal Rosh Hashanah is a gesher be'emsa. It's a bridge in the middle, this is Lashon HaRamchal, of these two Shefers. And through waking us up from our Shena, it also separates from the Tev and the ra. And it's getting us ready for Mashiach. My understanding of this Ramchal, but something that I've heard from my Rashiva and that he has in his Sefer, is that there's something called a Hashpa from Hashem that's called Kol Shefer. And Hashem, he has a way of sending down to us this elevation. He's gonna do it in the Maisa Mashiach. There's gonna be no more Ra. Just Taif, we're going to be elevated in that way. By Matan Taif, he elevated us to be able to accept the Taif, to get the Taif, to connect to the Taif, to have the Yerushimayim that we need for the Taif. And every year on Rosh Hashanah, he sends down this Hashba. That's really his Shefer. That's from his end. We want the strongest dose of this. We want Mashiach. And when we blow our Shefer, we're connecting to this. We're being Ma'ayir of this. And we could say now, we could add in, that we're being mispalel for this. That's what we're doing with our Maisa of Tekiah Shefer. And really, we're davening for this every day. And we daven to kav a shefer gadol l'cheirusini. We want this cheirus. We want a shefer gadol. We want a bigger hashba. We want the hashba that comes down. Mashiach's going to come. The shefer gadol of Mashiach means that we'll be elevated to get rid of our yetzahara and to get rid of all the things that stop us from not doing ratzon Hashem. And I think I've heard from my Rosh Yeshiva, and I think also maybe from Rav Matisyo, that there's madrigas of this. Be'ezras Hashem, there's going to be a geula shleima, and that's what we're hoping for. To kav a shefer gadol l'cheirusini. At the same time, Hashem can answer that tefillah halfway. Even here in Galus, we can have easier times and days and opportunities that elevate us, that make it that this bitul hara and this lasi yetzer hara. That's something to have in mind all the time, to kav a shefer gadol l'cheirusini, to always be mispalel for the tefillah of the shefer. And that may be when we're blowing shefer, what we're being mispalel for. We should talk about zeicha, be'ezras Hashem yisparach, b'karav mamish, that we should have all the bitul hara, the bitul yetzer hara, no more sar shav isa. We should be zeicha to have yayvel, that it should come back to Klal Yisrael, that mitzvah, when we have Mashiach back. And we should be zeicha to the Gula Shleima B'mehirah V'yameinu.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.